The Eva Cordia is my share Joe Ballard Thoughts arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. And I've said this countless times on Sounds Irish. My mammy used to sing that song. When I say the word mammy, we Irish people nearly always call our mother mammy, and daddy is of course dad. My mammy used to sing lots of songs. She taught me a lot of songs. My dad, well, he knew the words of some of the songs. He never knew a whole song. What I'm going to play for you now is a track from Anne Breen, who's singing the praises of mothers or mammies. It's entitled Pal of My Cradle Days.
What a friend, what a pal. Only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that you didn't do. Silver threads there.
I could listen to that lady singing all day. That was Anne Breen and her version of Pal of My Cradle Days. And we'll dedicate that to all the mammies listening to Sounds Irish, no matter what part of the world they're in. Now we come to another of my favourite acts, Foster and Allen. We might even get two of them in before the end of the programme. This is one of theirs I don't think we've played before. It tells the story of the Gypsy Rover. Well, if you listen to the lyrics, he wasn't really a gypsy at all. The Gypsy Rover came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and sang till the green wood rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Gypsy Rover came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her fair young lover, she left her servants and her state to follow the gypsy rover. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-dee, adi-doo, adi-dee-dee. Whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. Her father saddled up his fastest steed, he ranged the valleys all over, he sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy rover. Adi-doo, 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 adi-doo. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. He came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river lady, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-dee, adi-doo, adi-dee-doo. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. Father dear, the Lord of these lands all over, I'm going to stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-dee, adi-doo, adi-dee-doo. He whistled and sang till the green was rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
I'm going to stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover, Foster and Allen. Nice, that one. Now, here's a group that I don't play too often, simply because I haven't got an awful lot of their material. I'm speaking of the group Emmett Spiceland, who many years ago I had the pleasure of working with on a couple of occasions. They were just starting and they started recording at the time. And this was one of their big hits. From County Donegal, this one is Mary from Donegal. And he has to leave, you see, because her father doesn't think, well, he's good enough for her. Where have we heard that before? Emmett Spiceland.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Gidore. I'm crossing the main ocean where the breaks my heart from you to part, where I spent many happy days. Farewell to kind relations, I am bound for America. May Mary o'er my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay. But ups and snakes, the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of Sweden.
The lovely harmonies of Emmett Spiceland and Mary from Donegal. Now, a song that we played on the programme quite a few times, and I know a lot of people like it. It's Patsy Watcorn's interpretation of Red is the Rose. Listen to the lyrics. I wish I'd written this. They're brilliant.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll when the moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair, and she swore she'd be
time for an instrumental. It's been a bit sleepy round here lately, so we're going to liven things up with some fine banjo playing from Jerry O'Connor, Francie Brereton's Jig. Well, you actually got two for the price of one there, because first of all, Jerry O'Connor was playing Fancy Brereton's jig, and then he changed from a jig to a reel, entitled Patsy Kelly. That is amazing banjo playing in my book. Lately, I've been listening to an album I've got by Mick Galvin. I've had it for some time, but I haven't played it right through until recently. And I've discovered some lovely tracks. He has a wonderful voice, and he gets some great arrangements. Listen to Mick Galvin telling us all about In an Irish Country Home.
In an Irish country home, one evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promise me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to love," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied, "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset low. Much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago." We were married, she and I, and in every way we tried a home of happiness. Till one bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. Sunset low, but I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago, in an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell. Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart, for your mother was the only one I loved. For your mother
got a good voice. Mick Galvin there, and In an Irish Country Home. And we'll be hearing more from the aforementioned Mr. Galvin in future programmes. You're listening to the Como Voice. Has he finished? That, believe it or not, was John Redmond in a piece called Amy and Faye's Polka. You want to be smart to do a polka that quick. But it was good, wasn't it? Friends, I want to play for you now an unusual track. First of all, it's by that wonderful family, the Black family. We all know of Mary Black and Francis Black, and the brothers are good singers as well. I'm taking a track from their album. First of all, well, they, as we say here in Ireland, they didn't pick the music up off the ground. It was bred in them. Their parents were musicians. And here they're singing an old Victorian or Edwardian song. And this takes me back to the days when we used to have hoolies in our house every second or third Sunday. We didn't have a television in those days, and we made our own entertainment. And my mother would stand up and she would sing, and then we'd all join in. So when I heard this track, I said, yes, that is my childhood all over again. Listen to the Black family, introduced first of all by Mrs. Black and joined by the rest of the family in the old song, She's Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage.
Our ballroom was filled with fashions grand and shone with a thousand lights. There was a woman who passed along, the fairest of all the sights. A girl to her lover then softly said, she has riches at her command. She's married for wealth, not for love, he cried, and she lives in a mansion grand. But she's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. You might think she was happy and free from care, she's not though she seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. Her beauty she sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage. This beautiful woman surveyed the scenes, her flatterers by the score. Her gems were the purest, her gowns divine. What could a woman want more? Then memory brought back the face of a lad whose love she had turned aside. For happiness could not be bought for gold, although she's a rich man's bride. But she's only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. You might think she was happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be. 'Tis sad when you think of her wasted life, for youth cannot mate with age. Her beauty she sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage.
Well, friends, I wonder if, like me, when you were listening to that, it took you back to your younger days when we had the hoolies and the parties and the sing-alongs in the house at home. The Black family, Mrs. Black featured there, and she's only a bird in a gilded cage. Ah, very happy days. We're on our travels again. We're moving from Dublin and we're going down to the Midlands, to County Offaly and to the lovely town of Ferban. This is Dermot O'Brien singing the praises of that lovely town, the green fields round Ferban.
I cursed the day I sailed away from the dear old Isle of Green, on a foreign strand where I now do stand, and the deep sea roars between. In dreams I fly where I roam as a boy, and my worldly cares began. My vision shows where the Brazza flows in the green fields round Ferban. My heart it sings when I sit and think of the joys that are no more. When I used to rove on my way from school through the woods of old Kilmore, when my only quest was the wild bird's nest in the oak tree's lordly span. When I spent the hours in the leafy bowers in the green fields round Ferban. Then in dreams I see the old ivy tree neath the shade I oft lay down. Ballybor a grove where I often rove to gaze on the dear old town. And again I dream of the old mill stream where musical waters ran, were they only real, how happy I'd feel in the green fields round Ferban. And on Callan Green, where where I oft have been, for all lovers know it well. The old trees that creak, if they could speak, what a wondrous tale they tell. Of the trysts unkept, of the hopes that wept, which made many a lovelorn man sail over the seas and leave scenes like these in the green fields round Burban. In the dear old town, neath its roofs of brown, I spent many a happy night. When I ramble away with all comrades gay till the morning dawn full bright, these pals I see with their smiles of glee as the years I backward span. There are three or four that I see no more in the green fields round Burban. Oh, the lust for gold, it soon grows cold when the heart grows sad within. Old memories burn while I ever yearn for the good times that have been. I'll turn my face from this awful place as quickly as I can, and I'll sail far home, never more to roam from the green fields round Burban.
And I'll sail for home and I'll never more roam from the green fields round Burban. A lovely song, that song for us there by Dermot O'Brien.